Welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Good to be back.
It is indeed. It's always lovely to be here. And this week we're looking at Gawler Wednesday, the 18th of March. So what happened 150 years ago in Gawler in mid-March? I will kick off. Sir, as a subscriber to the Gawler Institute, I beg to ask you, is it by permit of the committee of that place that a society called the Gawler Club is occupying the underground rooms in a building erected for the purpose of giving instruction and a quiet place for racing to subscribers? Now, I think it's probably meant to be reading. And that's a transcription error. Now, at the present hot season, I must confess it is not pleasant to sit in the reading room, windows open, and hear the continuous click of the billiard balls. Now, there are a lot of transcription errors in this one.
Oh, I'd say they're crazy.
Yes, because it says continual slick of the billiard balls.
Oh, God.
But this one really amused me because, of course, we still have the Gawler Club just behind us.
And we still have the click of the billiards.
Yes. I think it's rather pleasant myself.
Well, I do too.
It's not a loud, offensive sound.
No, and they just sort of get around, but symbolic of what they were.
So when they did the big renovation, they insisted that the Gawler Club had to stay, so they were a fixture, but they put a window in so people could see them playing, which I don't think they were happy about. But I've heard, always since I've lived in Gawler, had lots of stories about the Gawler Club over the years. It's very much a Gawler institution. So I shall pass over to you for 100 years ago.
100 years ago, and here we go. Price of milk. The abortive meeting of the milkmen this week struck terror into the hearts of housewives. The daily milk rotation has been raised considerably of late year. That is absolutely bad transcription.
Yes.
The daily milk rotation has been raised considerably of last year with the campaign of medical men for the wider use of milk. It is certainly the case that the producer in the country does not receive a large amount per gallon for his milk, although if he is not satisfied, he can still work at a profit by turning his milk into butter and cheese, which is what people quite do, value adding.
Yes, yes. So 50 years ago, concern over drugs. The drug problem in Gawler has reached unprecedented proportions. Police said this week they were concerned with the incident of drug abuse, particularly among young people. The officer in charge of the Gawler Police Station, Sergeant J. Liebelt, said he had never known drug taking to be so widespread in the district. Well, I'm sure it's much worse now. And probably the drugs they were concerned about then were far less harmful than the drugs that are around now as well. So I'll pass over to you.
Back to you.
Yep.
25 years ago, resounding no to dump. Waste disposal giant Pacific Waste Management has failed to do its homework on the major landfill and composting facility earmarked for Kalbeba, claimed local residents at a recent community meeting. The no sump in our backyard message was unmistakable as 90 people voted against the proposal. With only two people, both PWM, Pacific Waste Management, representatives in favour.
I was probably at that meeting.
There you go. You were there.
Probably, yes. That's actually sort of how I got to know Jackie, was through that, because she was active in, because they had property behind.
Of course, yes.
Their property was right behind where the dump was to be. And, the whole residents of the area. Well, it would have been bad for Gawler. We would have got stinky gully winds because we get the gully winds coming down through there.
Yeah.
And there was many reasons against it. I mean, what I would like to see is the quarries rehabilitated. I remember at the time there were studies showing how very cheap it would actually be to rehabilitate those quarry areas.
Yeah.
And then you could use them for housing.
I know.
Just so much better use for that land. So, but anyway, I'll move on. 10 years ago, councillor booted. That's lovely and dramatic, isn't it? And perhaps a slight exaggeration. Former Gawler councillor, Jim Vallelonga has declared his intention to fight a ruling which declared his office as an elected councillor no longer valid. A recent governance audit by Gawler Council found Mr. Vallelonga had failed to disclose a record of his financial interests, assets and income, known as a primary return, by the deadline required under Section 65 of the Local Government Act. Because that is amusing, because Jimmy is still on council.
they make it a bit...
Yes.
You've got to do it. You have to do it legally, but...
So that wraps it up.
That's it for this
week,
isn't
it? That's it for this week, yes, all done.
All done and dusted.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's a good day to be out and about, and the election's coming on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
It's a great day for democracy and the country.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yes.
And we'll speak next week.
Until next week, Kay. For old light signs.